USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Juneteenth is now a federal holiday after President Biden signed legislation today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Millions of Americans in the western United States are bracing for another day of record-breaking heat. The heat wave has been toppling high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will continue into next week. Grace Lutheran Church in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, is offering water, electrolytes, and other items to help the city's homeless population.
When you don't have that balance of water and electrolytes, you experience heat exhaustion, and that's fatal. We know because of last summer when many places where people sought refuge were closed, like public libraries in particular, that many more people died than usual on the street. And it's vital.
Pastor Sarah Stadler, that audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is signing a Back the Blue bill into law. The measure makes rioting a felony instead of a misdemeanor. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The dust has settled regarding President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but will anything really change?
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks against American companies that originated in Russia. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia will do anything about them. She tells CNBC the meeting likely won't motivate Russia to stop hacking.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction. Having said that,
from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says forcing people to wear masks on planes is pure theater.
Because, shock of all shocks, science actually means something and vaccines work. This mandate right now is hurting the aviation industry.
Before every flight, passengers are told that masks are required by federal law, which Cruz says that is something that should be determined by Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.